Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Sister Debbie. Amen. As we begin to celebrate Holy Week, and I focus on our first, my God, the fifth saying of Christ. We're going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to have your will and your way and your say, oh God, and I just thank you, Lord God, that you will fill the parched hearts, God. You will fill the thirsty land, God. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your full way, God, that you will supernaturally, God, that you'll move me all behind the cross, God, and I thank you right now as I move back, Asha, that you can have your will and your way today in the name of Jesus, amen. The Bible says, oh my God, look at Isaiah 55, we're going to be reading from there, amen, letting the Lord have his way, y'all, pray for me, pray for me. Come to the waters and you have no money. Come buy and eat, come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread? And so the Lord wants you to come to him. Oh my God, the Bible says, call on the Lord. The Lord, the Bible says, Horasha karase koramasaya. Have your way, Holy Spirit. God says that he's meek and he's lowly. God says to come humbly before him. Open your heart up so that you can receive, hallelujah, the nourishment from that the Lord has and wants to give you. Amen. And so I want to go now to the scripture that says in John 7:38. Oh my God, and I want to go ahead of God. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. Because God is drawing you to him. Because, honey, I can't nobody else quench your thirst but Jesus. Oh, we're gonna delve into the woman at the well. We're going to look at that text. Amen. I believe we're going to look at that text. We're going to understand that Jesus Christ is the first quencher, y'all. Mama can't do it. Papa can't do it. Boyfriend can't do it. Drugs can't do it. Oh, my God. We can't even do it. Come on, y'all. Because see what happens. We're going to keep on going back. But what we're going to do is realizing Jesus Christ said, John 7:38, my God, and the Lord is pulling me. Let me follow the Holy Ghost. God, I'll show you. God wants you to believe on him as the scripture has said. Whoever believes in me as the scripture has said. Again, how mama said it. Daddy said, the news media said it, the world said it. Satan's a liar and the father of lies. He ain't going to say it, y'all. He ain't going to say it. He's going to twist it. He's a deceiver and the father of lies. But God, who's the truth, eternal life, and the living waters, saying to you, believe on him as the scripture has said. So now we begin to study first what Jesus Christ meant. Oh my God, in the word of God, specifically, thank you, Holy Spirit, I want you to turn, take it, or take over and lead me to that scripture in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to have to follow because I don't have the scripture in front of me, but God knows exactly and specifically, hallelujah, what I'm looking for when Jesus said, I thirst. And in Psalm 69:21, because God was fulfilling scripture. Jesus Christ was fulfilling the Old Testament scripture. Oh, my God, as he hung on the cross and he bled and he died and he was thirsty. He said, they put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. And so we got to understand the enemy will come. Oh, my God, life and trials and tribulations come and burdens come to hurt us. The devil lies and he comes while we're thirsty. Come on, basic human needs of love and care and compassion, attention, acceptance, all the basic needs that God has. When we don't have God, the devil comes through that open door, that wound. He comes in there. And he runs amok, y'all. He runs crazy. And then he lies with us and say, go to the club and feed it. Go to the sex and feed it. Go to the fruit and feed it. Go do this and feed it. And all that time we run around hungry, going crazy. But then when we begin, it's not until we're desperate. I'm not talking about drug desperate. I'm not talking about wife sex desperate. I'm talking about Jesus, the one who can meet your one and true need. How do I know? Because, God knows I don't want to go ahead of myself, my God. But I do want to tell you that he is a living water. How do I know that he's a living water? Because the Bible says to believe on him as the scripture has said. And so as we go now to the scripture, y'all, oh, my God, God knows I want to revisit this. I don't want to go ahead of myself, Lord God. I don't want to go ahead of you, Father. Just put this in your spirit. Just put this in your spirit. We already talked about Isaiah 55, and so I want you just to hold on to this right now. My God, where Jesus says, come to the waters and drink. Come and drink. You have no money. Come, my God. Oh, God, I hear you saying, tell him I'm the living water. So Jesus, woman, listen, y'all. Jesus is the living water. He's taking me back to Isaiah 55. Amen. So y'all hold on to after this, because it's real important for us, in order for us to drink. Come on. Drink from the Lord. Come, all you who are thirsty. Anybody thirsty? Come on. We already hear the young kids say, you thirsty. She thirsty. They thirsty. I want to know. God wants to know, are you thirsty? Because if you're thirsty, oh, my God, you need to come. Come on. Come to the waters and drink. And so now. Oh, Lord Jesus, as I'm pulling on you, Father, oh, God is calling you to come here. Listen, even I'm seeing an arm and somebody putting drugs up in their arm. And see, you keep on going back and doing that. You keep trying to get another high. But Jesus Christ is the ultimate high. So now we're going to the text, John 4, the New Testament that we're going to go visit now, the Samaritan woman. We got to visit this woman because, see, now we need an account of how Jesus gave somebody living water who, you know what I'm saying, she had like five husbands, y'all, and the one she was with, she, you know, wasn't her husband. So she was thirsty, baby. She was desperate, and that's okay. Listen, what I mean by that, I'm saying that we all got needs, and when we don't have Jesus, we ain't letting him meet them needs. We're going to run around crazy. We might do anything. And so here Jesus is wanting to pull you into a shop, even while he's dying on the cross, y'all. Took 39 lashes, paid for every single solitary sin. Y'all know, listen, that sin that we was doing wasn't working. Come on, there. Jesus was dying for it. All y'all, come on, name all the sins up there. Come on, the trauma, the hurt, the abuse, the rape, the neglect, the abandonment. Come on, y'all, we can all name the hurt, the killing, murder, all the stuff. Put all them sins up there. Jesus Christ, with his 30, the 39 lashes he got, died for all the sins. So here he was, an open show before all men, and the people was before him. He didn't have no open eyes. They couldn't see who he was. And so Jesus laid open before him. And so what was Jesus saying? He was thirsty, y'all. Fluids was draining out of Jesus' body. And so we have the natural thirst, y'all. And then God, he showed the emotional thirst that we had. Jesus was dying for that on the cross. And so now we have Jesus. Come on, y'all, number three. I'm going to hold on to number three. We're going to text John 4, everybody. New Testament, as I now begin to look for this text of God, hallelujah, kura, sharaka. Oh, Jesus, everybody, Jesus is looking for you. I need you to say, Jesus is looking for me. I asked y'all, I said, come on, you who are thirsty. Y'all, you're thirsty. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Come on. Let's be honest about this. Oh, no, I ain't thirsty. I just got what I need. Boo, I just go do this and do that. No. I'm talking about eternal thirst that goes up to heaven. It's continual. Living water, baby, that Jesus can only quench. Come on. I'm talking about the real thirst. I'm talking about the real need beyond the surface stuff. I'm talking about the real stuff. Go ahead and go into this text. John 4:1. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized Holy Ghost, have your way, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Verse 4, now he had to go through Samaria. Another text said he needed to go through Samaria. Listen, God has got to come to your house today, because he got to come and give you something. Now, I sure was thirsty. Are you thirsty? I said, are you thirsty? Let me read my text. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And there's a well there, y'all. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. Oh, my God. Let's just paint the picture. And so here I am thirsty. And Jesus is there. He's at the well just sitting tired. But he's right next to Jacob's well, y'all. He's sitting by the well. Listen, verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, y'all. I told y'all, did I say I want you to see yourself in the text? I didn't say that yet. Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. Come on, wasn't nobody out there but her and Jesus. Come on, listen. Sometimes we got to get all alone with Jesus, y'all. We sometimes just can't be around. Nobody will let Jesus speak to our hearts. Let him speak to our hearts. So we now want to just focus. Let's focus on Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. And the Samaritan woman said to him, oh, my God, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Oh, Father, let me believe that by the Holy Ghost, Father. I'll wait on you. I'll repent because I'll wait on Jesus. Come on, y'all got to wait on Jesus. Jesus answered her because he says, I'm the living water now. y'all. Let's focus. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink. Wait. So what do we need to know first? Come on, y'all. If he's calling us all for a drink. And we'll say, come on, y'all. Number one, I gotta realize I'm really thirsty. I got my stash. No. I'm going to be honest, stash, boo. I'm talking when you're home in the bed alone. And you're crying out. You really got, aches and pains and stuff from your past, maybe your childhood. You know what I'm telling you? You're really crying. You got stuff going on. I mean, like rape and molestation. I'm talking about somebody beat you down. I'm talking about somebody abandoned you. I'm talking about real hurt, real pain. Stuff is under cover. I'm talking about real stuff. Come on, you're thirsty. And so that's the thirst that Jesus want to meet. So, oh, my God. And so now, Jesus is saying, come on, the Bible says in verse 10, Jesus answered her, if you knew, no, the gift of God. And so, no more quotes. Remember the scripture we read? Ooh, even as the scripture, believe on him as the scripture said. And who it is that asked you for a drink? If you really knew he was the living water, oh my God, it says you would have asked him. And he would have given you living water. I ain't got to beg for it. Or I ain't got to sniff around for it. I ain't got to, oh my God, pick up my stash and see how many more bloods I can drink, how much more wine I can take, how much Hennessy I can take, gurgle down. Come on. Oh, I didn't mean to tell me I got to go run after the tail. No. I ain't got to go chase the tail. I ain't got to do none of that no more. What are you talking about? I'm talking real talk, y'all. I'm talking beyond what hurt the pain happens. I'm talking about what you cover up. No. So here Jesus is. And you mean that you go, going to give me living water? He's going to give it to me. Verse 11, so the woman said, you have nothing to draw with. And so she's looking in the natural, y'all. Yeah. Like I was just talking about, you don't have nothing to draw with. And then she goes on, come on, then she's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. Jesus said, and with the well is deep. Come on, y'all. And the well is deep. And the well is deep. No, you don't understand me. You can say, I don't understand what my dad, you don't understand what my daddy did to me. But you don't know how my mama wasn't there. You don't know how I was raised without parents. You don't know how I came in here and they raped me, did a gang rape. No, you don't know how they locked me up in prison and I was innocent. No. But the well is deep. And I ain't told nobody but my drugs. I ain't told nobody but when I be trying to sex it up. I didn't tell nobody. Didn't tell mama. Didn't tell daddy. Didn't tell teacher. Didn't tell peers. Didn't tell family. Or they judging me. See ya. Oh, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? And so now, as we begin to visit, go into this text a little bit more, y'all, come a little bit closer. Where can you get this living water? So now she's curious. Oh, because she says, sir, the woman said, revisiting the text, verse 11, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? So now she's questioning the Lord. She want to know where, because she don't really perceive it. Yeah. Oh, where, because some of y'all said, where are you going to get this kind of, come on, this kind of stuff? Where you going to get some good stuff? Where you going to get this? Where did it come from? See, and you said, where can you get this living water? And come on, y'all to think about where you get water, where you get your stash, where you get your stuff from, because y'all was asking Jesus, you say, how you going to satisfy my needs? You see what I'm saying? I went out of the church on Sunday. I'm going to go on Easter Sunday. Yeah. But when it's, no, y'all, you're thirsty. And I want to know if you're really thirsty, not fake thirsty. No, not like, oh, you're thirsty. You just throwing in the front and you faking. What's up? No, I'm not talking about that kind of thirst. I'm not talking about fake thirst. I'm talking about real legitimate thirst, the thirst when you're all by yourself and your homies out there. Woo! I'm talking about thirsty. It's all right. We all got human basic and human needs of love, joy. We need acceptance and peace and expression. Come on, for real felt human felt needs. Those kind of needs. God want to meet them. Okay, and so now let's go into the text. Let me stay with the text. God, forgive me. Stay with the text. Oh, my God. Are you greater than our father, Jacob? Uh-huh. Some of us say, but you greater than the weed, you greater than the blunt, you greater than that sex, you greater than the man, you greater than that woman, you greater than that. But no, are you great? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself? Back in the text now, y'all, bring it all the way home, back on into the word of God. Come on. God is bringing us back in the text. As did his sons and his livestock. Come on. Back in the Old Testament, y'all, they had water. Now, let's see what it was at the well of Jacob. Listen. Verse 13, Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water. Ooh-wee. Look at Jesus' answer. Listen to the Son of God's answer. Listen to Jesus' answer. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Let me thirsty again. I'm saying after you drink and after you get high and after you smoke that weed and after you give it a hurry, you get with him and you get with them, you're going to be thirsty again. Oh, my. You got to believe on a scripture as, believe on Jesus as the scripture said. And so we have Jesus answered answered. Here we go again. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. But what, everybody say it together? But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Oh, my God, Lord Jesus, I am hungry now. I want some of that water, y'all. Let me give you some. Come on, let's go to the Word of God. Let's go. Let's see what Jesus gives us. What does Jesus give? Come on, it is dry and parched and thirsty land, my heart. Oh, how is it going to meet my real felt need? Let's see how Jesus is going to do it, everybody. Oh, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from Osha. From the spring of water of life without payment. My God knows I want to read the word of God, but I'm going to obey the Lord Jesus. I'm going to go back up, y'all. Oh, God, and so as we begin to visit the living water and what he brings and what he does, are you still thirsty? Are you thirsty for the living water, for the real water, y'all? Let's talk about the real water. The real water. So this woman was thirsty. We're going back to the text. We're going back to John 4. Everybody back into the text. Here we go. Here we go as I go now to the text. Ooh, Jesus is going to delve a little bit deep. Let's see what's happening. Okay, he just told her. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Okay? Jesus Christ is eternal life. He's water, y'all. Come on, let's connect. Then the woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Come on, y'all. Y'all ready? You thirsty? You come to the waters and drink. How many guys ready to say, give me this water? Come on. You know, we ain't faking shaking. Come on. You guys are real legitimate people, all right? Give me this water. Yeah, I mean, this is the water I really need. I'm telling you, come on, y'all. Real folk. Come on. You really want, you ready for it, for real. You want Jesus to meet it. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Come on, y'all. Day after day, y'all. Still in the land trying to get the water. Debbie version right there, but Jesus, the verse, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Verse 16, you guys ready to be blown out the water, into the water? Ooh, Jesus, get ready to walk. Come on, God's going to read her math. He told her, go, call your husband and come back. Go, call your husband and come back. What does God tell you to go and call and come back? Come on, everybody think about it. What is God calling you to go call your blank and come back? Verse 17, she said, I have no husband. She replied, okay, she's being honest, you all. Come on, you guys need to tell Jesus, you guys got honesty. Come on, integrity, be real with it. I ain't got no husband. I ain't got no this. I ain't got no that. Come on, whatever's legitimately true, what you don't have, right? Be honest. Jesus said, God want me to visit that a little bit longer. Everybody needs to think about what they don't have. And come on, we need to repent right there. God, forgive us, God, for putting something in your place. Verse 17. Oh, shock, how else is God's pulling on you? He's pulling on hearts. God is drawing you to him. 17, I have no husband, she replied. Oh, she broke it. She's telling the truth now. She's going to get some. Jesus said to her, you're right when you say you have no husband. Come on, let's see what Jesus is going to say. Ooh, God is pulling on hearts right now. You're right when you say you have no husband, right? You're right when you say you have no blank, blank, whatever you're going to feel. Jesus is pulling on hearts. I can't even move the verse. I can't even go to the rest of that verse right now. Oh, God, minister to hearts. The fact is, you have had five husbands. How many of y'all? She has five husbands. I'm not here to put her down. I'm just saying she has five husbands. Well, how many five things did you have, or not numbers? I had. How many things I can talk about that I had? Low self-esteem, abuse, abandonment, hurt, pain. Come on, y'all. It's deeper than that. Jesus knows it's deeper than that, hey? Tell it to the Lord. Tell the Lord. All right, so here Jesus is wanting to set her free. Let me go ahead and stay with the text. Jesus is wanting to set you free. God is pulling you into him, putting you the living water so he can quench your thirst. Let him do it. Let him do it legitimately for real. He's a real father, all right, y'all? Your daddy wasn't there. He was tripping. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't know the living water. But you do. You're hearing the word. You're hearing the gospel. You're believing on the scripture. Come on, believe on the scripture as Jesus has said. Believe on Jesus as the scripture has said. I'm giving you the words of God. So believe on Jesus as the scripture has said. Here we go. All right. Jesus says to her, if you knew the gift of God, we already read that. I don't want to go too far behind. 10. Jesus says, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have. Wait. I'm a little lost here, y'all. Got a little lost. Because you have five husbands. The man you now have is now your husband. Ooh-wee. receiving the mail. What you just said is quite true, Jesus told us. So we got to be totally honest, you guys, with Jesus. You got to just open up your heart and say, Lord, this is what happened to me. That happened. God, you know what I'm saying? This is really going on with me for real. This is why I get high. This is why I get drunk. This is why I'm having a whole bunch of sex. This is why I'm doing what I do. This is why I'm eating a lot of candy and rotting into my teeth and I'm getting real fat. I'm getting sick. And this is why, beyond the surface. This is why. I just want to go deep. Because, you know, he got, remember what you said? Can you be like Jacob? You know, because the well is deep. So Jesus is going deep with it, right? Verse 19. So the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Okay. And she just going to kind of just flow in the natural. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but the Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Watch how Jesus just does it. 21. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. Listen. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Remember, salvation, come and drink from the waters of the wells of salvation. That's Jesus is the well of salvation, y'all. Ooh, God is drawing. Verse 23. Yet a time, God, let me just pray for a while. Let's pray, because God is drawing, y'all. It's like I can see the waters coming up, y'all, out in the well, like how you would draw water up out of a well. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm perceiving water coming up to the well. God, it's like stirring. God, we thank you for stirring the hearts right now. God, reaching the minds, reaching into the spirits and the hearts where the parched land is, God. You're bringing your water, your living water, God, and you will feed the thirst. God is ministering right now. God, Holy Spirit, have your full way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I might need to do a part two. I don't know, because God is ministering. God, we just thank you. Oh God, 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come. Ooh-wee. It's right now, Jesus, right now. Right. Faith is now. Yahweh Shema, God is right up in peace, right in front of you. I need y'all to catch it. Come on, y'all, read again. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. Come on, y'all. You hear it? You got to tell the truth. Come on. Worship the Father. Come on, God. Look beyond the surface. And I look beyond the natural. We got to worship the Father in the what? I'm going to read it again. Thank you, Jesus. For salvation is from the Jews, and we receive Jesus Christ, your spiritual Jew. Come on, y'all. Jesus died for all of us. Yet a time is coming and has now come. Everybody, it has now come and has now come. Come on. And has now come. Amen. You right there. You're on point. You standing? Come on, Jesus, right there. When the true worshipers, come on, you being real with Jesus, you got your heart all open up. Come on, Jesus, about to do it. We'll worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. Ah, okay. You open up, you like, God about to do this. For they are the kind of worship. Ooh, God is working. Ooh, Jesus is working. Ooh, God. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. It's not going to let fake phone and say, well, can't get to you. You can't even quench your thirst. You would only be a fake, I'm banging, hey, you want to church on Sunday? I'm going to do my thing on Monday. I'm going to flow like this on Tuesday. I'm going to roll like that on Wednesday. I'm going to leave my homies on Thursday. I'm going to do it for them on Friday. Saturday was up, hey, Sunday back to church. No, that ain't going to work, boo. No. I'm sorry, did I say boo? Listen, God needs you to be real with him so he can open you up for every single day of the year. Come on, 365 days, all the days of your life. He's eternal life, y'all. He's the living water. And so back at the text. And so, God is the living water. Everybody get that in their ear, and they let it go down into your heart. Meditate on it. Let's let that word go down into our spirit so we can eat it. 24, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. My God, my Lord Jesus, I don't even want to go beyond this. Oh, God. 25, the woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. Oh, we just read the word. Oh, yeah, the time is coming. It has now come. Y'all don't forget that. It's come right now, today. Today, y'all. I'm going to say, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, right now, today, faith is now. Come on, what's that scripture we read? Come on. The time is coming. It has now come. Oh, I'm going to get a shout. We're going to let Jesus do this. Then Jesus declared, let me go back. The woman said, I know that that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Oh, he's going to explain everything to you. He's going to explain everything to us. Verse 26, come on, you hurt, your pains, your wounds, everything. Jesus Christ, there he is, y'all, hanging on the cross. I thirst, don't forget where we at now. I'm just revisiting the text. I'm just visiting John Court. dying for everything that we eat. Come on, that we all our sin, dying for all our hurts and pains and trauma. 26. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Everybody say, I am he. That's him right there, y'all. Huh? Come on, open up your eyes and see Jesus before you. God, who's standing before you, do you have spiritual eyes right now? He asked God for perception. God right now, faith right now, the spirit right now. God is right now, the spirit and truth speaking to you. He's before you, saying, I am he. And so after the woman did that, God, I want to finish the text. I'm asking the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you want me to finish this text? What did she do after all that, y'all? She gave it to herself like me. Oh, my God. God, I know I'm going to tell my testimony. I don't know if the Lord's going to let me do that right now at this time. So a little bit of my testimony, because I want to go into what happened in verse 27. And so what happened when I was at a club, you guys, back in the day. Oh, my gosh. Long time ago, don't matter, listen to your club right now, God can still deliver you. Place of darkness and lying and deception, where the devil's keeping you blind so you can't see Christ. So you can't see the way, the truth, and the life. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So Jesus Christ, the way, I didn't know. Though I knew of the way. I knew Jesus Christ, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But I didn't know Jesus, like, oh, Jesus, the word of God tells me that I should forsake my sin and follow after you. Okay, Holy Ghost, will you help me? My God, Lord Jesus, I didn't know Jesus like the one who I'm meditating on the word. He's giving me the word back so I can walk it out. It wasn't in my heart. Come on. And even a little bit of scriptures that I have, so you got to have the scripture down in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, in your heart, right? Some of you guys know the word. We know the word in our ear. But we got to know the word. It's got to get down in our heart. That's why he says you meditate on the word day and night, Joshua 1:8, you will have great success. Come on. You don't even go to a club. Like, no, I don't want to waste my life going to a club and God got so much more for me. I need to be, you know, creating companies and businesses and flowing and doing whatever God's called me to do and stay focused on the text. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so here I was now, but I did say a key word, God tactics. Remember, I did know Jesus, John 3:16, but he took that little seed, that little bit of love that I knew, that understanding God's love is great. And I said out of my mouth, I was in a club, y'all, back in the day, I was in my 20s. And I said, I don't even want you to say my age. Look at me. You might be in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 70s, and 80s and still in the club. This is the word. Listen. And I said, I wish I had a father or a daddy to come get me out the club. So at some point, either that day or sometime other time I went to the club, I was walking, heading on out the club, going to my car. I sat in my car, and I heard, get out the club. Oh, baby! Sound like a daddy to me. Get out the club. That's what a daddy's going to say. Especially you, like, you know, your heart. See, some people are like, okay, I can get out the club right now. But I was kind of battling with it a little bit. I was a little stubborn. I wasn't foolish like crazy because I know what was on the other side of that. So I was, like, battling with it, like, get out the club. Like, this is all I know. But I wasn't crazy enough. Come on. I wasn't crazy enough to say, I'm going to stay right here in this club because I know what was on the other side. And so I did what this lady did in verse 27. This is what happened. So what happened is I got out of the club, and God blessed me like never before. And God blessed me like never before. Hey, hey, my God, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm asking the Lord, when you finish my testimony, Lord God. Oh, God, how you fill me with the Holy Ghost, Father God, how you baptize me with your spirit, oh, God, and how you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, help me, Lord God, to, oh, God, I don't even want to go into all the things that you've done and how you blessed me because I really want to finish up this text, oh, God, but how you made me teacher of the year, Father God, and how you caused me, Lord God, hallelujah, God, to, oh, God, go to school, God, to get a BA, the master's, and I don't want to talk about, but it's been you, it's all that you've done, you've called me to be minister to other people because you touched me one day, you fill me with your Holy Spirit, and so verse 27, and this is this God who wants to fill you with living water, real life, come on, he wants to change your life, he's a life changer, life transformer, oh, God, remember Isaiah 55, he said, come to the waters and drink, and you have no money, come buy, eat, and drink, come on, it's all for free, you ain't got to beg for it, you got to do is ask for it, my God, and so here now, this woman is verse 27, just then the disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, what do you want, or why are you talking with her? 28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man. Y'all, have y'all seen the man? Come on, y'all. Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Come on. They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. And so now we have Jesus Christ, and he's hanging on the cross. And so listen, y'all, he got food to drink we don't know nothing about. And so we're talking about the third thing, the third thirst, which is the spiritual thirst. We have this Father that can meet your physical, your physical thirst can meet your emotional thirst, but then you also meet your spiritual thirst. And so as God began to look to the Father and call on his name, Almighty was representing us. Remember, you all, he's been touched with the feelings which we've been touched with, the infirmities, the things we've experienced. He was going to stand in the place and proxy for us, y'all. He took it all, the sin. He took all our sins. And so now he was telling us what the answer was, verse 3. Come on, y'all, or actually the third thing, which is spiritual thirst, my God. And so God wants to fill you up until you overflow. Come on, you want to go higher. You want to go higher, y'all. God wants to fill you all the way up. God doesn't want you thirsty. God wants to fill that thirsty and parched land. How do I know? Let's see. Let's go to some Bible scriptures, because the Bible says believe on Jesus as the scripture has said, not as I'm feeling some kind of way or this, that, that, or my weeds coming. No. Cast the devil out your mind. This is real, true, legitimate thirst. And so Jesus, believe on the scriptures as Jesus has said. And so now, that scripture, okay, Lord, says, remember in Hebrews 4:15, it says, we have not as high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And so now I'm going to the parched land, because I want you guys to understand what Jesus Christ has come to prove and show you guys. And he has come indeed to quench your thirst. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And so let's let Jesus do this. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. Listen to American Standard Version. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Come on, this is the way, the truth, and the life speaking. Y'all, come on. Open up your heart to understand it before you want to do it right now. It's all free. For I will pour water. Just ask him for hope. Oh, I feel it now. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and streams upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. And so this is the Lord that will fill you up. This is the Lord that will quench your thirst. This is the Lord that loved you so much and gave you a whole life, y'all. And then so as we get ready to celebrate Easter on Sunday, this is the God that hung him. Come on, y'all. They hung him wide. They stretched him. Come on, y'all. They stretched him wide. They hung him low. God, you know what I'm saying? They hung the Lord on the cross. The Lord laid his life down for you because he loved you so much. It was Jesus. He paid the price. He laid down, y'all. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. He did it for you. He did it, y'all. He did it for you. Say, put your name in there. Jesus Christ did it for you. Oh, my God. He wants you to believe on him right now. God is before you, calling on you, coming through Samaria, coming to where you are to get your attention, to get to the real thirst. You got to be honest and tell God. You really thirsty and thirsty deep. And tell God all about it. God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you, believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so God is calling you to him. God wants to feed your thirsty soul. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is calling on you. God is calling you out. God wants to meet your thirst. God bless you. I thirst. He was thirsting for you. He was calling for you. He laid it all down for you. He was thirsty for you. God bless. I thirst, let God quench your thirst in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.